Settle in for another Adventures in Odyssey Club exclusive.
Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Fresh ocean air. It brings me back to my Navy days.
Ah, yes, the salty aroma does make one crave rest and relaxation, perhaps even escape.
It makes me crave caramel and jalapeno potato chips sprinkled with smoked sea salt.
Huh?
Or maybe I'm just thinking about the ones I packed in the cooler here.
Well, to be honest, Eugene, I was a bit surprised you agreed to come on this trip.
Why, pray tell, Mr. Whittaker?
Well, for one thing, it was just a boring old conference.
Where you demonstrated the new portable imagination station.
Which you've seen me do a dozen times.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, Wooten came along to help me. You could have spent the time with Katrina and Buck
Happy to be of service, Mr. Whittaker. And as Wooten has so generously procured this afternoon of deep-sea fishing for us, our excursion will provide the perfect opportunity to test the limits of the electronic fish finder Buck and I designed. The Atlantic Ocean sports a great deal more marine life than our own Trickle Lake.
Right, and scuba diving in the ocean beats the water hazard on the ninth hole of the Odyssey Golf Course any day. Even if they do pay me a nickel for every ball I find. And here we are, boat slip 39.
My.
It's somewhat more primitive than I had expected.
Is this the fishing boat you chartered, Wooten?
Well, it resembles the picture on the website, sorta. That one looked more fiberglassy, though.
Mm. This vessel appears to have been made long before the invention of fiberglass.
Yes, or paint.
Mm. Well, to tell you the truth, I kind of chose it because of the name.
Penny's Worth.
Ooh.
Well, that seems accurate.
Well, you know, it might look like a dinosaur next to these fancy new boats, but I'm sure it's still pretty seaworthy-ish. Besides, everybody else was already booked up for some big sport fishing event sponsored by Brody's Bait and Tackle.
Yeah, well, I am not too sure.
Wait, it'll be a great adventure. Don't rock the boat.
What do you say, Eugene?
I say, if adventure has a name, let it be Eugene Meltzner.
Woohoo! I can finally put this cooler down. It's real heavy.
Avast, you swabby ears. Duct tape your mucklucks and tiptoe to Atlantis. We're not bowling with coconuts, you know. Quinn's the name. When I say jump, you say, what for? Now let's get cracking before my lumbago starts acting up.
Who is that?
I believe that's our captain.
Arr, who moved me banana seaweed milkshake?
Below deck. There's a table, bunk beds, a coffee pot, a stove, and the whole thing is no bigger than Penny's closet. What are you doing, Eugene? Trying to phone home?
I am checking the internet whilst we still have service, and there are definitely no other fishing vessels available.
No, we don't have to do this.
But you guys, there's a picture below of the captain on a battleship. What could be safer than having two Navy men on board with, and one of them's got an eye patch?
Eugene?
We should go out, Mr. Whittaker. I, for one, am feeling spontaneous.
All right, me hearties, daylight's a-wastin', and I got a bit of business to tend to afore we set sail. To the particulars. Hi, ladies and gentlemen, and little buccaneers.
Huh?
Thank ye for sailing with Quid's Pennyworth, a one-day seafaring tour guaranteed to be the highlight of your visit to the Florida Keys. Unless you're staying at the Aqua Kingdom off of Route 1 with the three-story water slide, because let's face it, who can compete with that? I'm your captain, Melville A. Quid, survivor of two wars, three root canals, and last night's five-alarm burrito at Rosie's Hacienda Palace, at least so far. Here's a sticker. One for you. Have a sticker.
Quid's Pennyworth. San Diego, Cape Cod, Honolulu, Virginia, Key West.
Oh, five locations. That's very impressive.
Yeah.
I tend to move around a lot. Any questions? No? Good. Let's get a move on. Life jackets are under there.
Right.
Pizza toppings are not to be used as bait. And if anyone finds a lost shaker of salt, that's mine. You with the glasses and the vest.
Huh?
Get ready to release that line whilst I start her up.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Hey. Yarr! There's nothing like piloting topside with the wind in your face.
I take it you enjoy being this high above deck?
That's why it's called a flying bridge, my boy. You're not afeard of heights, are you, lad?
Oh, you mean while being tossed around by the tide as I hold on for dear life? Don't be silly.
There, we're almost to the spot where we drop anchor.
So, which navigational systems do you employ on this vessel?
High-tech gizmos are barnacle bilge, lad. I trust me, the stars.
It's broad daylight.
The sun's a star, ain't it?
Yes, but
the Ancient Mariner knows his course.
Ancient Mariner?
I bring boats out here all the time. Hmm? You see that speck just beyond the clouds shaped like a rhino playing checkers?
No.
That's Earth, which can only mean... we're in space! Oh, no! Wait, was that you or the five-alarm burrito?
That was my fish finder. We just passed a very large school of gill-bearing aquatic craniates. Please halt at once!
Hey, me bucko! I'll stop for the craniates!
Ah, 3 hours and not so much as a nibble.
Mm.
Eugene, are you sure your fish finder's working properly?
As far as I can ascertain, Mr. Whittaker.
Did I mention that Quid's Pennyworth assumes no responsibility for fish that ain't biting?
Several times.
Where's Wooten?
Oh, I believe he's at the bow, either getting ready to go scuba diving or eating. I noticed he managed to drag the cooler up there with him. Mr. Whittaker?
Sorry, Eugene.
Is something wrong?
Well, I was just looking at those clouds on the horizon. Could be a storm moving in. We should keep an eye on them.
Then I'm your man. One eye's all I got left since Indianapolis.
Oh, you were stationed on the USS Indianapolis?
No, I was at a mall in Indianapolis. Oh. Me and Herbie Robinson, mate from Cleveland.
Oh.
What we didn't know was there was a secret sale that day. A sale so secret, no signs had been posted. And yet, at morning light, gents, shoppers come cruising. The place was a feeding frenzy. Herbie found a great shirt. I was inspecting the tag to find out where it was made. Someone grabbed for it, but missed and poked me in the eye.
Ooh.
Doc says it'll be fine. I just need to put some drops in it and wear this patch for a while. As for that storm, she's still a ways off. Now, if you need me, I'll be below. That salt shaker's gotta be down there somewhere.
What a strange man.
Indeed.
I'm getting hungry. I think I'll go forward and get a sandwich from the cooler if Wooten hasn't eaten them all. Can I bring you one?
No, thank you, Mr. Whittaker. Oh, my.
What is it?
The fish finder. There's something big out there. Perhaps an entire school of fish.
I don't think so, Eugene. Look.
Is that a fin?
A dorsal fin of a shark, if I'm not mistaken.
We're in shark-infested waters.
No, don't panic. We'll all be safe as long as we stay in the boat.
Wooten!
Wooten!
Oh, hi, guys.
What happened? We heard you yell.
Followed by a voluminous splash.
Oh, yeah, that. I was practicing my knot tying. You know how the little brown eel is supposed to go in and out of the cave? Well, I did it. The eel finally made it back inside, and I got so excited that I jumped up and I kind of... well...
Where's the cooler?
Don't tell me you knocked it over the side.
Okay, I won't tell you. But your tuna salad is sleeping with the fishes.
Oh, I thought you had jumped in.
Hey, great idea. Maybe I can catch the cooler before it sinks to the bottom.
No, it's not safe to go in the water.
It's shark-infested.
Sweet! Just like Shark Month on TV. And a lot like the members of my family who started circling after Grandpa Bassett died.
I didn't know there would be sharks out here.
What'd you expect? Sure, there are sharks in these waters. Hungry ones, too. All teeth. By the way, Quid's Pennyworth assumes no responsibility for fish that do bite, either.
Well, maybe it would be best to weigh anchor and head back to shore.
But you signed up for a day at sea with old Captain Quid, and all you've got so far is a 3-hour tour. A 3-hour tour.
Yeah, well, that's all well and good, Captain, but I really think it'd be best if we head back now.
Yeah, may as well wait. The food's gone.
What do you think, Eugene?
I suppose you're right.
Okie dokie, then. I'll just climb down. Your charter. I'll raise the anchor. We'll be on our way faster than you can say mahi-mahi. The fish so nice they named it twice.
It sounds like the anchor snagged on something. Either that or my hamstring is really tight.
Well, mateys, no point burning out the motor or snapping the cable. We are, as me crazy Uncle Leroy used to say, stuck.
Captain, maybe we should radio the Coast Guard for help.
Aye, we should. We should.
Your radio isn't working, is it?
No.
So we're out to sea on an old beat-up fishing boat with a dead radio?
Nothing gets by you, does it?
Eugene, let's look at the radio. Maybe we can fix it.
Maybe. Captain, do you have any spare parts aboard?
Let's just say no.
Oh, do you have a coat hanger?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's not going to help us.
We can always light up a bright red signal flare.
Is anyone close enough to see it?
No, but it sure looked pretty.
Yes. Which pretty much leaves us with one singular option. Find out what we're stuck on, and then get unstuck.
And I know just the way to do it, Eugene.
Wooten, what are you suggesting?
Anybody seen my swim fins?
Got everything you need, laddie.
Oh, let's see. Goggles, check. Scuba tank, check. Flippers, check, and check.
Life insurance.
Check.
Huh? I still don't think scuba diving with a shark in the area is a good idea, Wooten.
Oh, it'll be all right, Whit. Eugene's fish finder will be able to tell if there's anything big and scary nearby, right?
Ostensibly. However, there's no way for us to communicate with you in the event of trouble.
Oh, I got that all figured out. Mm-hmm. I'll keep one hand on the anchor chain. If your electronic flippy says something big is coming, just bang on the chain with the oar.
Oh, in theory, that should work.
You're a brave lad. Maybe a few pineapples short of a luau, but you got spunk.
Wooten, this red dot on the screen represents you. It's the signal from the transmitter I've adhered to your self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Wow, does it go boink, 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 boink?
No. But it does make a beeping noise. Other sounds are reserved for fish of various and sundry sizes moving at different speeds.
By other sounds, you don't mean crunching and chewing, do you?
Enough gum flapping. Off you go down below. Keep your hand on that chain and an eye out for mermaids.
Oh, no thanks. I'm a married man. Okie dokie. Here goes. Mouthpiece.
Anybody know any good show tunes?
There he is.
Ah, has he reached the bottom yet?
It's difficult to tell as the fish finder only charts lateral movement. Wooten isn't traveling side to side, but merely up and down along the anchor chain.
That's peculiar.
Well, it's actually quite common among binary systems.
Not that techno-blather. I felt tapping on the chain.
Well, could it be the current?
Only if the current knows shave and a haircut, 2 bits.
Oh, well, that's Wooten, all right. His way of letting us know he made it down safely.
Oh, my. Something's approaching.
Already? How close?
Approximately 200 meters. Strike the chain, Captain.
Hey! If it's a tiger shark or a great white, he'll be as helpless as a jellyfish in a microwave.
150 meters in closing.
Is Wooten moving?
Eugene? I can't tell. 100 meters.
Oh, Lord, protect him.
50 meters.
Take my hand, Wooten. Captain, help me get him into the boat.
20 Come meters.
On. Leg up over the side. Other leg. Come on.
Oh, 30 meters, now 50. It's moving away.
Oh, that was way too close. Wooten, are you all right? The mouthpiece. Oh,
that was incredible.
Were you able to free the anchor?
Nah, we're still really stuck, but you'll never guess what we're stuck on.
The cooler.
Bigger.
Minnesota.
No, a sunken ship.
Anchor is caught on a sunken ship?
As captain of this voyage, I hereby claim salvage rights. It might be a pirate ship sent to the briny deep with chests full of stolen treasure.
Or perhaps an 18th century galleon lost at sea while transporting valuable cargo and artifacts of great historical importance.
Or another fishing boat like this one, but in better shape. The name on it is the Okra.
The Okra? Who would name their boat after a vegetable?
Hey, that'd be me.
You?
Like I told you, I bring boats out here all the time. Getting them back is the tricky part. Shiver me timbers, I got an idea. To the bridge.
Hey, one thing I did notice is that the anchor chain is pressing up against our propeller.
Oh, we must have shifted in the current. Well, it's not a problem so long as no one starts the engine.
Hold fast, me hearties. I'll loose that anchor with a little tug.
No, wait.
The chain's wrapped around the...
Look out!
Okay.
Did I pull us free?
No, you shattered the propeller.
But the good news is that's a really strong anchor chain you got there.
Now, even if we free the anchor, we'll just drift out to sea. Oh. There's no way to power the boat back to the marina unless you have a spare propeller.
What do you think?
No.
And right you are. Sounds like time for plan B.
Okay, let me see if I got this straight. We don't have any food or radio or internet or phone or propeller, and we're anchored to a sunken ship? I guess it could be worse.
It's worse.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the storm.
It moved in really fast.
Well, what's that?
Oh, it sounds like a life raft inflating.
Quid!
He's rowing away!
Well, but isn't the captain supposed to go down with his ship?
Captain Quid! What are you doing?
What's it look like? Dancing a patty-da? I'm going for help!
Your little life raft doesn't stand a chance in that storm!
No choice! A captain's gotta do what a captain's gotta do! Besides, I don't want to lose me 2-star rating online! Farewell and adieu to you, sweet spinach ladles! Now I want
can't believe he actually left us.
Well, what's happening here?
This is no time for analysis, Eugene. We need to get unstuck from that ship down below.
But I thought you said we'd drift out to sea if we did that.
No, better to take our chance drifting above the waves than being dragged beneath them by the rain and sea swells because we're tied down and can't move.
Well, what do we do, Whit?
Get your life jackets and try to find something to free us from that anchor chain. Now break it, pry it off its moorings, anything.
Oh, I saw a hammer and crowbar down below. That's what I always use.
Go get him, Wooten. Eugene, man the pump. Now move. Come on, you stubborn. Oh, it's no use. The chain's too strong, and the bolts holding the metal plate are rusted in place. It's the only thing on this tub that actually works.
Mr. Whitaker, the water's pouring in faster than I can pump it out.
Well, just keep pumping, Eugene.
Aye.
You're doing great. Did you and Wooten find anything else down below that we might be able to use?
Unfortunately, no. All we found was a poorly equipped first aid kit and a Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea lunchbox, which made Wooten very happy. And this.
Oh, Quid Salt Shaker. Wonderful. Where is Wooten anyway?
I'm right here, Witch.
Why are you back in your scuba gear?
Because I'm going down again.
Is that wise?
No, it isn't. If you couldn't dislodge us before, why do you think you can now?
I'm not going down for that. I'm going to try to find something that can help us out. A flare gun or another life raft, maybe even our cooler.
Wooten, there still may be sharks out there.
Yeah, we're kind of out of options here, guys. I don't think we have a choice.
All right, but be sure to hold on to that anchor line.
Will do. Cowabunga!
I'll keep pumping, Eugene. You turn on your fish finder.
Yes, sir. I'm tracking him. So far, so...
A shark?
It appears so.
How close?
50 meters.
What?
It came out of nowhere. The storm must have interfered with...
We have to warn him. The crowbar.
25 meters. 10. 5. 2.
Wooten!
No, this isn't the way it's supposed to happen.
Eugene, what are you...
wanted to get away for a bit. I didn't want this. I just wanted to... What? Oh, no. Tidal wave! Whoa!
Eugene, are you okay?
Yes, Mr. Whitaker. I'm fine.
You look disappointed. Did you not get the outcome you were hoping for?
No, not exactly. The Room of Consequence does work in mysterious ways, but I did not think it would end with us all consumed in the perfect storm.
Oh, my goodness. What kind of adventure did you program into it?
A simple one, I thought. I merely wanted to know if I should accompany you and Wooten to your conference in Florida. Alas, the journey ended in utter disaster.
Well, I admit the room can get a bit outrageous at times, but it is designed to respond to how you're feeling.
I hardly think I felt as if we should all perish at sea, Mr. Whittaker.
No, but you're certainly conflicted about something concerning this trip, right?
I would agree with that assessment, yes.
Well, what's bothering you, Eugene?
It's difficult for a man of science to admit such primal emotions, but at times I feel as if my life is speeding by, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, Eugene.
I know it's rather silly. Time is a constant. And yet, well, it seems as though I blinked one morning and the carefree days of my youth were gone. And here I am, a married man with increasing familial responsibilities
And that concerns you?
Yes. It all gets quite overwhelming at times.
I guess it wouldn't help if I told you that I know exactly how you feel.
Yes. Well, I realize this is nothing new to the genus male Homo sapiens. However, it is new to me. Well, I suppose I was, in the vernacular, pulling a Jonah?
Oh, I wouldn't go that far, Eugene. Jonah tried to run away from God. Sounds like you just wanted a break.
Perhaps. But it amounts to the same thing.
Oh, now, don't be so hard on yourself. There's an old maxim that goes, life is what happens to us while we're making other plans. Now, I've watched your life, Eugene. How you've grown from a brilliant, brash, cocky youngster into a brilliant, sometimes brash, but kind and respectable young man. A lot has happened to you along the way. Most importantly, you've given your life to Christ and used your enormous talents and abilities for Him. Now remember, He can help you embrace all of the things going on in your life right now and find joy in them. And for what it's worth, I'm proud of the man that you've become, as proud as I am of my own children.
Thank you, Mr. Whittaker. That is worth a great deal.
You know, normally when kids are finished here, I take them down and offer them a Wad Fam chalk sod. Would you like one?
Actually, I believe I would.
Well, then follow me.
Very well.
And if you'd like to join me and Wooten on our trip to Florida, you're more than welcome.
Oh, thank you. But if anything, my adventure has taught me I should not run away from my responsibilities.
Well, that's another difference between you and Jonah.
Hmm?
It took him 3 days and nights in the belly of a great fish to learn that. It only took you a few hours in the Room of Consequence.
Well,
Proverbs 19:21 tells us, "Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails." It's okay to dream big and chart a course for the future. Just remember that God, who created you, knows better than anyone what will truly satisfy the desires of your heart and fulfill His purpose. It's important to be open to that adventure and God's perfect timing. As Eugene experienced, sometimes life may seem to be moving a lot faster than you thought it would, or it might feel like things aren't happening fast enough. Either way, when you walk closely with the Lord, He'll give you peace about your journey as He reveals His amazing plan one step at a time. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Out to Sea was written by Bob Smithhauser and Phil Lawler, and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Nathan Jones and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Will Ryan, Andre Stoika, Jess Harnell, and Phil Lawler. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.